T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former NFL linebacker, Vice President, NFL Players Association, Lorenzo Alexander on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Lorenzo, were you surprised that the results were as close as they were?
Not at all. I mean, I think it's a reflection of leadership. I mean, from the EC to the reps, obviously all the way down to the membership, collectively, every vote was very close and well debated on both sides. So it wasn't surprising at all that it came down to 60 or so votes in favor to ratify the deal.
Lorenzo, as a former player myself, I'm happy it got done. Some of the current players maybe not so happy adding that 17th game. Right. What was the biggest thing, you know, for the current players that really – was it the 17th game?
I think it's, you know, more complex than that at the end of the day. I mean, 17 was a non-starter for a lot of guys. I mean, a guy like myself, 15 years in, I mean, it's hard for me to see myself playing another game, just understanding the risk that you put yourself in, the wear and tear. And I think guys saw that, you know, as a non-starter. And then if you had certain guys, because it's also a playoff game, and so now the second seed will have to play an additional game as well. And so there's, you know, clubs and players, especially quarterbacks that are on perennial playoff teams, that now if they don't get the number one seed, in their mind they're playing 18 games. And so that's just how vast and diverse our membership is, because there's some young guys that are not even thinking about 17th or playoffs. They're thinking about how can I make it to year two, you know, of playing in the NFL and living out their dream. And so that's why this deal was and like all CBAs are hard to do, because our membership is so diverse and it impacts everybody depending on where you come in into the league as far as a first rounder or undrafted, or if you are a first year or a 15th year, in my case, how the deal will impact your career.
We're talking with the NFL Players Association VP and former NFL linebacker Lorenzo Alexander. Lorenzo, with everything going on in our country right now, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of people, you know, scared. It's wild. Do you think the guys that voted late were more likely to vote yes because of the uncertainty of everything going on right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that had an additional impact on their deal. I mean, there was always an uncertainty of a possible recession. I think this just made it more real for guys. And so I know it did have a significant impact as far as whether or not you decide you wanted to vote yes or not, because at this point, you know, obviously this virus and everything around it has obviously impacted people's lives, but one of the byproducts of our economy is suffering a little bit just because of the fear factor. And so that's something that you have to take into consideration. If you reject the deal, you know, what is the owner's position at this point? You know, has the economy suffered enough? Will it bounce back? Well, you know, people just don't know what's going to happen. And sometimes just having security in what you do have already in your hands is enough for people to vote yes.
As a former player, Lorenzo, I mean, I assume you're maybe 15 years in. I don't know if you still want to play, but you could.
No.
Okay, all right. we're the same age. By the way, I just realized we played in the same game, the U.S. Army All-American game back in 2000.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Down in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
way back.
Way back when we were the same draft class. So it's crazy that we connect here. But as a former player, what's the biggest thing that you're happy about?
I mean, I think the biggest thing as a former player is obviously the pension parity increase. You know, pre-2012, it really, and it impacts every guy differently. The further back you play, the more impact you have.
Sure.
So what we did essentially is, you know, guys that played in the early, you know, 70s or whatnot, their pension, I'm just throwing out a number, let's say it was $150 to $200 per year. And then me, myself, I played in the 2011 season. My pension that year was $476.
Yeah.
So what we essentially did was brought everybody up to that $550 mark, and so everybody was able to benefit from that those years they played pre-2012 to $550, which was a significant increase in a something that the former players wanted. And then also we included an additional 600 players. But at one point in the NFL, the eligibility to get a pension was 4 years. We decreased that, retroactively went back and decreased that to 3 years, which added another 600 guys that will also be able to participate in that $550 pension credit for the years that they played in the league. So that was huge in that regard.
We're talking with former NFL linebacker, VP of the NFLPA, Lorenzo Alexander. Just another big trade in the NFL moments ago.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter reporting that the Ravens have traded tight end Hayden Hurst,
wow,
and a fourth-round pick to the Falcons, who just lost Austin Hooper to the Browns, for a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick. You know, Lorenzo, we're seeing all these moves with everything else on hold in the world, basically. We're seeing the NFL go wild with moves. What do you think about the NFL's decision to continue with free agency and trades as everything else is on hold?
I think, there's businesses and other corporations that are working at a,
sure,
at a very a reduced state. And I think as long as it's not putting people in jeopardy and their family by then having to have guys have to travel to do physicals and other things of that nature, I think it's fine. Because business in the sport has to kind of go on, and it also serves as a distraction. Obviously, there's a ton of NFL mm-hmm. fans out there that, while all this excitement is kind of taking place, their mind is shifted from the coronavirus in a sense, and it gives you a little bit of relief with actually, obviously the NBA not being able to play. I'm out here in Arizona. They don't have spring league anymore. All the things that you allow yourself to kind of get a little bit of tension release have been gone, and free agency, in a way, is kind of providing that for the for NFL fans. And so hopefully we implement, obviously, procedure wise when you have to do physicals or stuff like that, you do that locally,
right?
And
or later,
do some things
down the line,
or later. But later, there's always an issue with later, so I'd rather do it early, because I've been in a predicament to where if you do something later or seem later and then you show up and they decide they want to go a different way, now you may be out of a job or out of a contract. And I think the Ravens might have done that a couple of years ago to a player receiver or something that came free. And so if we can do that stuff expeditiously and get guys their physical so that they can sign their deals if they want to, digitally, I would be open for that.
Lorenzo, how do you think this affects the league going forward and certainly the draft, the coronavirus?
Well, I think they've already mentioned that they are going to have it in a, obviously an empty venue. And they're just trying to obviously follow protocol as best they can based on what the experts are saying. Just will be a different style of draft. Obviously, you won't have the excitement. Mm-hmm. The commissioner won't have to worry about getting booed as he comes out.
Good point.
So it might be great for him in that aspect. He doesn't have to deal with that, this year. But again, as long as the men and the young men that are going to become part of it, and it's done in a safe way, and I don't know if they'll even be there either, depending on where we're at, mid-April when the draft is taking place. And so hopefully we have that in mind, and it's not all about, having guys fly in because it has to do with money and dollar signs. I'm always worried about our guys' health and the family's health that these guys will be around foremost and first.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lorenzo Alexander, former NFL linebacker, VP of the NFLPA. Lorenzo, in the end, did the players get as good a deal as they could have in this negotiation?
That's really subjective. It depends on what side you probably stand on the fence and looking at things. I think we had a group of guys that felt that we had enough leverage to maybe push for more and get some things in certain areas. And you had a group of guys that didn't. And I think based on the way guys voted, obviously it was very close. And I wish that we didn't have as many people that did not vote to have an even clearer picture of our membership. But the players have spoken, and we did in the end. There are certain areas that I think we did fall short. And going back to former players is the group of inactive members that, with this new deal, will have a Social Security offset that it's not set in stone because it doesn't kick in to January 1st, but I think it would be beneficial for both the NFLPA as well as the league to maybe revisit that article of the deal, or, you know, kind of outline of the deal, and hopefully be able to change that and get some of those and get those people grandfathered in if possible. And because those are our most vulnerable men. And so that's one of the parts of the deal why I didn't really like. But I think overall, you know, when you look at it from, you know, the bird's eye view, we definitely impacted the majority in a positive manner.
Lorenzo, just real quick on a personal note, this doesn't matter for our listeners, but that HRA account that they're going to add that $50,000 to, is that just for people who didn't have it before, or is that for everybody?
Yes.
Because I could use an extra $50,000, Lorenzo. Come on.
I had another guy call me with the pension increase. Does our line of duty benefit go up? Because that's what the line of duty payment is attached to.
Yeah.
It only applies to guys who did not have access to a HRA, and I think that was pre-2006, pre-2005 guys, which is another benefit in the huge, obviously, $50,000 that you can use.
I could use it.
go towards your medical. Yeah, so if you didn't have one, you got one
got
now,
it.
And
okay.
So which is good.
Lorenzo, before we let you go, tell us about your ACES Foundation. What's the story with that?
Yeah, I started it back in 2008. You know, I grew up in a city, much like most inner cities, you know, gang violence. I had a single parent raising me, and I just had a lot of people, from my uncle to numerous coaches and teachers, really helped fill that gap and put me on the right path. And so in 2008, I started my own foundation to kind of help be that same gap stopper for other young people that come from my similar neighborhood, similar backgrounds. And so I've grown that and kind of every place I've been at, you know, while I've been playing. And now that I'm moving away, I'm doing a mentoring camp this summer, which is going to be really cool. I'm going to fly out two athletes from Buffalo from partnerships I have, two kids from California with partnerships I have, and two local kids. And we're going to have like a youth skills and character development camp for a week and work out, you know, try to mentor these kids, breathe life into them, give them some wisdom, and then also give them some life skills, resources, whether it's learn how to go shopping, how to cook, how to break down your checkbook, and then visit ASU and some other local things unique to Arizona to give them some exposure to things outside of their normal box, and just trying to help build the next generation in a very intimate setting, and then obviously stick with these kids as they continue to get ready to go to college and do life and grow, and then hopefully be able to create an environment to when they decide when they're able to do the same thing in whatever city or the community they reside in. So that's how I'm passionate about helping the next generation, and I look forward to doing that. And hopefully, you know, this coronavirus does not delay us being able to do that this summer.
We appreciate it, Lorenzo. Great job out of you, man. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Lorenzo.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.